Revelation chapter 20, verse numbers 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Verse number 11. I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. How great is this throne! In the book of the Revelation alone, the throne of him that sits on it has been recorded more than 30 times. I don't remember a single place describing the size of the throne. The throne signifies the glory and majesty of him that sits on it. Our Creator and Savior, our God, is infinite. His throne is measureless. All goodness, might, holiness, blessedness, salvation, condemnation, mercy and judgment issue, flow, burst, or explode from the throne. All through confessions, prayers, praise, gratitude and adoration soar up to the throne. This endless activity continues because of him that sits on the throne. Worshippers bow down to the ground before the throne and adore him, not the throne. All the revelations of his might, goodness, holiness and justice that have been manifested in his creation and his sustainment of it did not convince the rebellious humanity to repent and worship him. When his face is revealed in majesty and power beyond description, the earth and the heaven fled away. There is no place found for them. I think of the Psalm number 139, verse numbers 7 through 12. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hides not from thee, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. I perceive that the flight of the heaven and the earth signifies total defeat of all powers of darkness and utmost helplessness of all evil forces before him who sits on the throne. All confidence that rebels think or believe they have in their self-deceit, perversion or craftiness, confidence in earth or in any part of the entire universe, all is groundless, out of place. When the sinners face him on the throne, their lies, false science and empty excuses flee away. The sinners stand naked before him who sits on the throne. Only the righteousness of God's ransom lamb covers our souls and makes us acceptable to our Heavenly Father, children of his covenant, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Epistle to the Romans chapter number 8, verse number 17. As no child of God's covenant in Christ can be ever forgotten or neglected, even so no sinner can hide from our God's judgment. Today is the witnessing time. Today is the day of salvation. Gospel according to Luke chapter number 19, verse number 9. and the second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter number 6, verse number 2. Verse numbers 12 and 13. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. In the prophecy of Ezekiel chapter number 37, a multitude of dry bones revived to become a host. In the gospel according to Mark chapter number 12 verse number 26, our Lord Jesus teaches, as touching the dead, that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God spoke unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You therefore do greatly err. Our Creator has all power over life and death before the beginning of His creating the world and forever. A strong statement of our Lord Jesus is in the Gospel according to John chapter number 5, verse numbers 19 through 30. Our Lord Jesus says, Verily, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do. For what things soever He does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son, and shows Him all things that He Himself does. And He will show Him greater works than these, that you may marvel. As the Father raises up the dead, and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom He will. The Father judges no man, but commits all judgment to the Son. All men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son, honors not the Father which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. As the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and come forth. They that have done right rise unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. The gospel truth is, sin leads to judgment. Only God's grace saves us. John saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. None is left out, none is forgotten. The books are open all the time. Guidance for all pilgrims whose names are in the book of life is in the second epistle of Peter, chapter number 1, verse numbers 2 through 11. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 9. But he that lacks these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Verse number 10 and on. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make our calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse number 9 is a warning against negligence and presumption. For all men not having the testimony of being in Christ our Savior and Master, the gospel call is still loud and clear. In the gospel according to Mark chapter number 1 verse number 15, our Lord Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Trust and obey God's Son today. Your time runs out. The dead were judged according to their works. In the Gospel according to John chapter number 6, verse numbers 28 and 29, some Jews asked, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Our Lord Jesus answered to them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent." Our own work deserves only condemnation. When Christ's Spirit works in our heart and life, we know he is our Lord. The sea, death, and hell gave up, delivered the dead. In the Gospel according to Mark chapter number 4, verse numbers 37 through 39, a great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Our Lord Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, "Master, care you not that we perish?" He arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. In the Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 1, John stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. The sea indicates a great segment of the entire humanity. In the prophecy of Isaiah chapter number 57, verse numbers 20 and 21, the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. "There is no peace, says my God, to the wicked." If our Lord calls, sea must respond. If the word sea leaves any uncertainty in our mind, if it refers to the oceans or to the sea of spiritually dead humanity, the next words, death and hell, offer no room for doubts. We are looking into spiritual dimensions and conditions. Now, what is death? Can anyone die without death? This list of sea, death, and hell includes the dead of all times and in all places. Gentiles had many superstitions about places, manners, and age of dying. Diverse mythologies tell strange stories about the worlds of the dead spirits. The sea, death, and hell listed here leave not any possibility of escape. All will be judged. Verse numbers 14 and 15. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What is death? To be cast into anything. Hell in this verse cannot be the final and lasting punishment of rebellion against the righteous God and stubborn rejection of his grace in Christ, his only Son. How can we understand this language? Death is separation of soul and body. Our knowledge, what happens right after death and all the time until the last judgment, is very limited. But it is clear in the scriptures that the death of the body is not the end of the soul existence. In the verse number 4, we see that the souls of the martyrs lived. Lake of fire indicates the final change. We know the story in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter number 16, verse numbers 19 through 30. A rich man, clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. A beggar named Lazarus was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. The beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Being in torments in hell, he lifts up his eyes and sees Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. He cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." Abraham said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that we cannot pass from hence to you, neither can you pass to us from thence." Then he said, "I pray you therefore, Father, you send him to my father's house. I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." Abraham says to him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." He said, "Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." Abraham replied, "If they ignore Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." Still, being in my long study and meditation with the focus on the book of the Revelation, the story of the saved beggar and the lost millionaire appears like a part of the Revelation. We see in that light the entire Bible. Our Heavenly Father is revealing Himself to the fallen humanity in His marvelous declaration of His everlasting gospel of grace in Christ. The Almighty Creator reveals His might in His creation and sustainment of it. The Holy God condemns violation of His order, but He also announces ransom and victory. The illuminating effect of our Lord's revelation is obvious in the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter number 15, verse numbers 21 and 26. "Since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. He must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." Verses number 45 and number 47 add bliss to the brightness. It is written, "The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven." Now, looking back to the condition and situation of the rich man in the story of the beggar, we see the climate in the fire lake. Sinners and sin consequences forever together, permanently separated from our God's grace. eternally self-condemned to suffer their foolish rejection of God's grace. Verse number 15 as the final accent. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. As our Savior declared in the Gospel according to Luke chapter number 17, verse numbers 26 through 30, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Lot, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Noah is saved in the ark. Disobedient world perished in the flood. Lot is delivered out of destruction. Sodomites, in their degradation, are doomed. By obedient faith we receive God's grace in Christ unto salvation. By stubborn rebellion we aim for the lake of fire. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Epistle to the Romans chapter number 6, verse number 23. Glory to our God, our Lord and Savior.